This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Thanksgiving just days away, Christmas 4.5 weeks away, and people already getting stressed out over finances when it comes to the holiday. So we wanted to bring in Jade Warshaw today, personal finance coach, best-selling author of Money's Not a Math Problem, and co-host of The Ramsey Show that you hear every weeknight here at 5:30. Jade, thanks for being on with us this morning.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me.
So I guess, first of all, you've got an interesting background in not only all the aspects of finance, but in entertainment as well. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I started my career as a vocalist. I've been an entertainer for my entire life, but it's our story with debt. My husband and I had $460,000 of debt, and we paid it off somewhat quickly, considering how much it was. And so that's kind of my claim to fame as it relates to the money side of things.
How did you get into that much level of debt?
Yeah, it was mostly student loans. So my husband and I both went to school for music. My husband went to a couple of out-of-state schools and also a private institution. And so he carried the bulk of the student loans, but we both had cars we couldn't afford and credit cards. And, you know, honestly, today it's not difficult to look up and have monstrous amounts of debt the way student loans are, the way vehicles, they're so expensive. And so you really have to be intentional.
You know, it's interesting that you mentioned for music school, and I've got folks that I know who've got kids at Berklee College of Music in North Texas right now, and I can only imagine you have to really be careful with the finances. So for the holiday season, I guess I wanted to kind of start there. How do people keep their spending in check?
You know, the first place to start, Kyle, is a budget. You have to have a plan for your money, and that's truly what a budget is. It's you deciding how you're going to spend every single dollar that comes in. It's not just about the bills. It's not just about the things you must pay for. But you also take that margin and you plot out the things that are fun, right? Like Christmas shopping and Thanksgiving meal. Make sure that you're putting individual line items for what you need to spend. So, for instance, if you were going to look at my budget today, you would see a line item for normal groceries, but you'd also see a line item for Thanksgiving dinner. If you look at my December budget, you'll see each person that I'm going to buy for, their name listed out, and how much I'm going to spend next to it. And it really helps you keep track of every dollar.
Do you feel like some people overspend because maybe friends and people in their family happen to have a bigger income, more discretionary income, and they feel like they've got to keep up with them?
Oh, 100%. You know, obviously, there's a lot of comparison that goes on every single day. We're just surrounded by it. And over the holidays, it makes it even more difficult because now you're adding expectation to that, right? Your family thinks, hey, yeah, why can't you just travel here and we'll have the holiday dinner here? Or, of course, you have to buy gifts for your nieces and your nephews, right? So not only is there comparison, but there's the expectation. And so I've been telling people, hey, let's take a moment and let's get grounded. Let's look back on the previous holiday and let ourselves see what didn't go right. What bothered you? Did you feel overextended? Did you feel like you didn't spend enough time with family? Did you go into debt? And if there's something about that you didn't like, set an intention this year to make it different. And that could mean doing a lot less than what you did the year before.
Maybe even the idea of giving gifts to less people.
Absolutely. Okay, I have something very controversial here. I truly believe that adults don't need gifts. Like, adults don't need to buy other adults gifts because we just go out of control. It's like all your aunts, all your uncles, you know, all your friends, all your coworkers, not to mention your immediate family. And before you know it, the price tag goes out of control. So let's start by prioritizing who really needs and is expecting gifts from us, right? It's usually kids. It's usually, you know, teenagers, the younger folks. So let's prioritize them first. Obviously, your spouse, you love them. Make sure they're part of it, your own children. But then let's really be practical about who are we giving gifts to? What sorts of gifts are we giving them? You know, your coworker, they can buy their own coffee cup, right? So let's not give because it's the thing to do. Let's give because we truly want to be generous, and this is something that's truly important to us, not just checking names off of a list.
How many people have given coworkers things that languish on desks, unused, uncared about for months, and yet times however many people they bought it for? The nice person who gave them the gift went in debt for something that, frankly, you don't care about.
That's right. And that's truly what it is. I think that we've just kind of consumerized this holiday, and it's all about stacking up, giving, so that, you know, you can check that person off and say, well, I gave you something. And that's really not what the spirit is about at all. It really is about time with your family. It's about generosity in more ways than one. That doesn't have to be money. That can be being generous with your words. It can be being generous with your time. There are so many other ways to be generous that don't have to break your budget.
And for couples, sometimes, and maybe it depends on your stage of life or if you have kids, what age they are, maybe the mm-hmm. idea of getting gifts that are, you know, going a little more into things that you need. For instance, in our house this year, we're getting 3 appliances for Christmas.
Yes. I love that. You know, I told my family members last year, I said, please don't go overboard with the kids. I have a 4-year-old and a 6-year-old because truly it's overwhelming. It's too much. And so I've kind of asked my family members to scale it back. And that's not a bad thing. I'm like, give them books, give them shoes, give them things that are going to lighten my load financially throughout the year. I know a lot of people love asking family members to donate to 529s and college plans because those are actually very, very helpful gifts, and it helps the family and it helps the child.
So this year with the appliance theme, we've decided it will be a stainless steel Christmas.
Ooh, I love that idea. I'm going to write that on my list.
Yeah, all stainless appliances. But we needed them anyway because 2 of them quit working. So, you know, it's like we don't need another shirt or whatever. Another ring or something like that. So I guess one of the other aspects of this is also if you're in the place to do this, to look beyond your family, your coworkers, your friends, what about those in other places, maybe other parts of the world? Maybe writing a check to a nonprofit to help people somewhere else as,
more.
Yeah, because it makes a lot bigger difference to them than the difference of the money will be for you.
I couldn't agree more. You know, part of being a financially responsible adult is generosity. I kind of talk about 5 pillars of personal finance. One, you know, yeah, you need to get out of debt. You need to prioritize being debt-free. 2, you need to live life on a budget. 3, you do need to carry the proper insurances. 4, you do need to value saving, whether it's an emergency fund or investing for the future. And then final on that list is you've got to prioritize generosity. I mean, it's kind of that open hand theory. When you hold your hand open, money can go out and money can flow in. And so it's really important. And especially around this time of year, it's just a really great way that we can give back for all the things that we've been blessed.
Jade Warshaw, Ramsey personality, with us with a lot of insight today. What about places for people to look if they're struggling? Maybe things haven't gone well. Maybe they're trying to dig themselves out of past decisions. Where can you offer some resources to help?
Yeah, you can always go to RamseySolutions.com, and it is loaded with resources. I mean, you're going to find everything you need to solve your financial problems, whether it's getting out of debt, how to get on a budget, how to save for the future. Definitely check out The Ramsey Show. I heard that it airs every Monday through Friday on your station, and it is a great place to find hope and hear people who are in situations just like you.
All right, Jade Warshaw, listen for her on The Ramsey Show nightly at 5:30 right here on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Jade, thanks for being on with us this morning.
Thank you so much. Merry Christmas.
All right, 8:40 at the Morning Report.